Verse 9. Those things which you have both learned, received, and heard, and seen me, you know, the things you observe me doing, and that I'm following Christ. You know, Paul has a lot of reason for confidence in his bonds. He's come far. He suffered many things. He bore in his body the marks of the Lord. You know, he'd been stoned nearly to death, which I think is probably worse than being stoned to death. So then Romans, it's like, what would you rather be? You know, stoned to death or stoned to where they thought you were dead? You know, where you wish you were dead, but you're not. I'd just like to heal through that for a few months. You know, maybe never fully recover, you know. Back then, you know, it's like, I'll tell you what, I broke a bone in my toe for my wrath at one point in my life. And I suffer with it ever since. You know, I look down, it bugs me that it's broken. It sometimes gets sore and so on and so forth. It didn't heal right. And, you know, he bore in his body the marks, scars from floggings, stonings, the hardships he went through. I don't think I have any marks in my body that I suffered for the sake of the gospel. That's almost depressing. But there's still time. And I believe there will be a time when that will be available to me. For now, I want to live peaceably, raise my children. Because that's part of my testimony. It's God gave me those children for a testimony. I've got to focus on raising them right. God of peace shall be with you. We do what he did, as he did what Christ did. In a sense, we're following Christ, but we can't follow Christ literally. There's ways in which we can't follow Christ. There's ways in which Christ is not even a good example. Oh, but Paul, you're coming nigh unto blasphemy. Well, I mean, you know, Christ wasn't a sinner. He came to call sinners to repentance, but he wasn't a sinner who repented. So in that, I can't be like Christ, and he can't be like me. You know what I mean? I can't follow him from sin to repentance, because he didn't walk that road. He is the measure, the stature, the fullness of what I need to be. But he did not walk the road of repentance. That's why Paul says, follow us. Follow me, you know? And in the sense, you know, those who are farther behind than I can even follow me in what I've already attained. You know? Which is not much, but for someone who knows almost nothing, I have a little knowledge to impart. And for those who are also coming from the bottoms of the depths of the dregs of society, as I have been, I don't come from a wealthy home, wealthy family. I didn't make it through school. I'm never been very good at business. Never been very good at really much anything. I've always been okay at a lot of things. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. And pretty not very good jack either, you know. Meaning what I know of all those things is precious little. Precious little. Not a man of any great value really in the world at all. Possibly of no value at all. But God, through Christ, makes that which is absolutely worthless of great price. Because why? Because he offers his son's blood in payment for that thing. That he would buy me with his blood. It seems like he's just getting ripped off. That's why I, with fear and trembling, work out my salvation. Because I don't want God. I want God to get his money's worth. As if that was, you know, as if I could pay him back. But you know what? There's that parable of the talents. He gives us things. And we are expected to profit him with it. So, it's not without precedent, that's for sure. Verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. I mean, they were mindful to benefit Paul, to send him help, etc., you know, and there was no opportunity. But at last he rejoiced that finally they were able to do that because, you know, he knew it was a blessing to them. Verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I'm not saying I needed anything from you. But I rejoice because you needed to give. Not for my sake, but for your sake. And they really wanted to help him out. You know, they wanted to do something for him. Let us do something for you. You know, it angers me that ministers use things like this as a cloak for their covetousness. Making six-figure salary, while people in their churches, well, in America, they never go hungry. It's a beautiful thing about this country is like our poor people are fat. I mean, you know, that a man who is as financially bad off as I am could be so heavy. It's so ironic, isn't it? Yeah. Anyways, Paul said, I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content. I want to learn that too. See, that's having Christ formed in you. Foxes of the earth have holes. The Son of Man does not have, and the birds have their nests, but the Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head. Paul's like, hey, I've learned to be content. I look forward to that time in my life. Moving into that. Verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's a loaded verse. All things I can do. Obviously, again, here's another. I could think of a gazillion examples. You just look up the word all in the New Testament and find all the ways in which all doesn't mean all. Because I can do anything? No, I can do all things.